Glory be to the name of the Lord. Mighty Father, we thank you this morning. We exalt you. We exalt you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Lord, we honor you. We bless your name, for you are God, you are good, and you are kind. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your mercy and endures forever. We worship you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. We lift you up higher. Glory be to your holy name. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. We give you honor. We give you praise. You are worthy to be praised forever and ever, O Lord. You are worthy, Lord. We honor you. We give you praise, O Lord. Thank you, righteous Lord. Lord, we give you honor. Thank you, Father. And this morning we ask, Father, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 27th of July, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Thank him for his grace over your life. I want you to honor him for his king and his king forevermore. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, oh, I raise the banner of the Lord over my life this day. I declare that his banner over me is love. I declare this day that I am not trapped in the midst of darkness. In the name of Jesus, though darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, the Lord will arise upon me and his glory shall be seen upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord will make a glorious name for himself in my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord will defeat every language of infirmity over my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the light of God shine upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare I will not walk in the darkness of this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, all that is in you this day walk together for my blessing. All that is in you this day walk together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, the Lord command his blessing upon me. The Lord command his blessing upon my storehouses. In the name of Jesus, my going out today is blessed and my coming back is with testimonies. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord defeat every evil that is set into this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon that is formed against me will prosper. And I declare that every tongue that rises against me in judgment, that they are consumed. Every evil word that is professed or that is confessed into this day, it will not stand over my life. In the name of Jesus, every evil pronouncement of darkness for the day, I cancel you. I declare upon my own day that surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord will follow me. The goodness and the mercy of the Lord is my portion this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord established me in his goodness. The Lord established me in righteous place. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that I am not seated in the corners of darkness, in the seat of infirmity, and in the seat of sickness. But I am seated in the heavenly places with my Lord Jesus. Oh, I declare this day that lines are falling unto me in favorable portion. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I walk in the order of the blessings of the Lord. I walk in the order of the grace of the Lord. I walk in the order of the provision of the Lord. For he has said he will provide for all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. My provision is not limited. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has declared by his word that it shall not be said of me that there is no bread in the house of bread. There will always be food on my table and there will be bread in my house. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless me beyond imagination. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, and like we do every Sunday, we bless the name of the Lord. We thank him for his mercy and for his grace, for his love over us. We are going to bless the name of the Lord. We exalt him because he's God and he's not a man. He's our God and he's faithful forever. He is God and there is no one beside him. He's our healer, our ruler, our provider. We are going to worship him. I want you to exalt the name of the Lord as as you are rising today, let the rains of your spirit bless the name of the Lord. Let a song of worship rise from within you and give glory unto him, for he is God. Sing unto him, exalt his name. Tell the Lord, I will exalt you, for you are my God, you are the lifter of my head. Exalt his holy name. Bless the Lord for his faithfulness. Shout unto him, sing unto him a new song. Tell him there is no one beside him. No one else can touch your life as the Lord touches you. Give him honor. Thank him because he's the Alpha and Omega. Thank him because he's Adonai. We worship you. We exalt you, our Lord Jesus. I want you to bless the name of the Lord today. Give glory to him. Return all honor unto the Lord. For he is great and he has done miracles. He has shown signs and wonders so great unto us. We are going to sing unto him from the book of Psalm 138. We are going to be singing from the book of Psalm 138. We'll read from verse 1 to verse 8. For many of us, you are familiar with Psalm 138. We sat on this portion of the scripture for a whole year, especially verse 7 and verse 8. We are reading from 1 to 8 this morning. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. In the day when I cried, thou hast strengthened me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear of the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thy own and praise God. I want you to bless the name of the Lord. Thank him. I want you to praise the Lord. Verse 1 says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Now look at the second statement. Before the gods will I sing unto thee. Before the gods, in the presence of the little gods, in the presence of trial situations and tribulation, I will still arise and I will praise you. In the presence of things, circumstances that wants to show himself as God, I will still praise you. I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing unto you. Even right in my situation, even right in what I am going through, I will worship you. I will praise you. I will praise your name for your loving kindness, for your truth, for you have magnified your word above your name. You are my God. I will bless your name. When I cry unto you, you answer me. You give me strength. You strengthen me even in my soul. You strengthen my spirit. I will give glory to your name. I return all honor unto you. I want you to bless the name of the Lord. Thank him. Father, I will bless you this morning. We exalt you. You are good. You are kind. You are righteous. Oh, you are a faithful God. You are a righteous God. We call you faithful. Faithful are you, Lord. There is none beside you. Oh, Lord, who is like unto you, O Lord? Who is like you? There is no one that we can compare unto you. You are good. You are great. Glorious in holiness. Fearful in praise. You are God that does wonder. You are God that is doing wonder. And you are God that will still do more wonders, more than we can ever imagine. You are a great God. Thank you, Father. We worship you for your mercy, for your grace, for your love that cannot be compared. Oh Lord, we honor you, for you are the Lord that will revive our soul, even though we walk in the midst of trouble. Oh, you are the one that will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of the enemy. You will not allow the evil that the enemy has planned to come near us. You are our God that will uphold us, that will save us, even with your right hand of power. Oh God, we worship you. Thank you because you are the Lord that perfects all that concerns us, that shows us mercy at all time. You are great. We honor you, Lord. We bow before you. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Father. Lord, we honor you. And this morning, we ask, Father, that you stretch out your hand of grace upon us. You will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Father, as we go to our different places of worship, we ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day, that your hand of grace will be made evidence unto us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, as you go out today to worship, to congregate in the presence of the Lord, I want you to go with the consciousness of the coming of the King. Know that our Lord is coming at any time. Prepare yourself as you go every day, and let the light that he has given unto you, let it be a shining light unto the path of others to come unto the Savior. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and have a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord.